in the fall of the year, why you would have your bars or the ones you wanted to butcher, you bring them in and call them up. And you, after you gathered your crop, well, there's always waste, corn, velvet beans, sweet potatoes. Well, then you would turn your hogs that you was going to butcher for your meat, well, you would turn them in to the field and let them get as fat as they would get until they had ate the field out. Then you would put them in a pen,
yeah,
and put the finishing touch to it with corn.
Well, those boys were fat by the time you got ready to get them.
You put up your own meat.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to get around to ask you about that. Now, a place where around the barn where you'd let all the animals just kind of get out, what would you call
lot.
It?
A lot.
A lot?
A lot.
Okay.
A runaround pen.
It was fenced in?
Fenced in.
Okay. And then you say you'd let them out what in the, where would you let them out to graze?
Outside. Now, those days, there wasn't too many pastures. I mean, we didn't have pastures. It was open range. There was no stock laws anywhere.
Yes.
In this area. It was all open range.
Yes.
And
a pasture was that usually fenced?
It was fenced. A pasture would be fenced. Usually about two or three strands of barbed wire is all that was necessary to keep stock in the pasture.
What type of fences did you have?
You had the same fences you have now, barbed wire and net wire.
Okay.
You had barbed wire fences and net wire. Most people hadn't, if they were farming, well, they had to have net wire with barbed wire, because back those days, everybody had hogs. It wasn't just one or two. It was, everyone had hogs, everyone had them marked, everyone knew their own hogs and knew the other people's hogs, knew
yeah.
the other man's mark.
Okay, talking about you said you had barbed wire fence. Did you ever have a tight fence that made out of wood, kind of a
rail fence?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Had rail fences.
Okay. Any different types of rail fences, or?
Well, you had rail fences that was in a zigzag. They was zigzag. You know, you had to zigzag the rail fence in order to stack them. In other words, you'd have them going in a zigzag line in order to stack the ends of the rails for the next section of fence.
Okay.
And then you had a lattice fence, what they called a lattice fence. Well, it was no more than to take oak, usually white oak, and cut it in about 3.5 or 4 foot lengths,
uh-huh.
and then split those to where that they was as wide as you could get them, but no thicker than about 3/4 of an inch. Well, the way you'd build this lattice fence, you would take two long wire, galvanized wire, and tie them to the top of the post at the height of your lattice, where
mm-hmm.
the top of your lattice fence was going to be. You
yep.
tie them to, then you take two at the bottom, tie two of them. Then you take one lattice, stand it up, and put it up next to your post. And you would cross your wires one time on your two bottom wires and your two top wires. And you put another lattice in, and then cross each one of your two wires, your top and bottom again, and put another one. And you do this till you come to the next post, and you staple the top and the bottom wire to the post, just like you did to at the beginning. And you build a lattice fence,
oh,
uh-huh. and then if you wanted to, you could put a barbed wire over the top of it. Then you had the picket fence. You have a bottom lath and a top lath, which is similar to the lattice fence. The only difference, you're nailing the pickets to a bottom lath and a top lath, whereas you're using wire for a lattice fence. You're lacing it in. But the picket fence, you'd have a bottom lath and a top lath, and you would ride your pickets out of rich lighter, or some people use cypress, some people use oak, and they'd taper the